tell me.
I take it much unkindly that thou, Iago, who hast had my purses if the strings were thine, shouldst know of this.
Lad, but you'll not hear me if ever I did dream of such a matter. Abhor
me. Thou told me thou didst hold him in thy hate.
Despise me if I do not. Three great ones of the city in personal suit to make me his lieutenant. Off cap to him. And with the faith of man, I know my price. I'm worth no worse a place, but he, as loving his own pride and purposes, evades them with a bombast circumstance, horribly stuffed with epithets of war, and in conclusion, none suits my mediators. For certes, says he, I have already chose my officer. And what was he? Forsooth, a great arithmetician. One Michael Cassio of Florentine, a fellow almost damned in a fair wise, that never set a squadron in the field, nor the division of a battle knows more than a spinster. Unless the book is theoric, wherein the togut consuls can propose as masterly as he. Mere prattle, without practice, is all his soldiership. But he, sir, had the election, and I, of whom his eyes had seen the proof at Rhodes, at Cyprus, and on other grounds, christened and heathen, must be believed and calmed by debitor and creditor. This countercaster, he in good time must his lieutenant be, and I, God bless the mark, his moorship's ancient.
By heaven, I rather would have been his hangman.
Why, there's no remedy. 'Tis the curse of service. Preferment goes by letter and affection, not by the old gradation where each second stood heir to the first. Now, sir, be judge yourself whether I in any just term am a find to love the Moor.
I would not follow him, then.
Oh, sir, content you. I follow him to serve my turn upon him. We cannot all be masters, nor all masters cannot be truly followed. You shall mark many a duteous and knee-crooking knave that, doting on his own obsequious bondage, wears out his time, much like his master's ass, for naught but provender, and when he's old, cashiered. Whip me such honest knaves. Others there are who, trimmed in forms and visages of duty, keep yet their hearts attending on themselves, and throwing but shows of service on their lords, do well thrive by them. And when they have lined their coats, do themselves homage. These fellows have some soul, and such a one do I profess myself for, sir. It is as sure as you are Roderigo. Were I the Moor, I would not be Iago. In following him, I follow but myself. Heaven is my judge, not I for love and duty, but seeming so, for my peculiar end. For when my outward action doth demonstrate the native act and figure of my heart in compliment extern, 'tis not long after that I will wear my heart upon my sleeve, her doors to peck at. I am not what I am.
What a full fortune does the thick lips owe if he can carry it thus.
Call up her father, rouse him, make after him, poison his delight, proclaim him in the streets, incense her kinsmen, and though he in a fertile climate dwell, plague him with flies. Though that his joy be joy, yet throw such chances of vexation on't as it may lose some colour.
Here is her father's house. I'll call aloud.
Do, with like timorous accent and dire yell, as when by night and negligence the fire is spied in populous cities.
What ho! Brabantio! Signor Brabantio, ho!
Awake! What ho, Brabantio!
Ho!
Thieves! Thieves! Look to your house, your daughter, and your bags! Thieves! Thieves!
What is the reason of this terrible summons? What is the matter there?
Signor, is all your family within?
Are your doors locked?
Why? Wherefore ask you this?
Sir, you are robbed! For shame, put on your gown, your heart is burst! You have lost half your soul. Even now, very now, an old black ram is tapping your white ewe. Arise, arise. Awake the snorting citizens with the bell, or else the devil will make a grandsire of you. Arise, I say.
What? Have you lost your wits?
Most reverend signor, do you know my voice?
Not I. What are you?
My name is Roderigo.
Well, sir, welcome. I have charged thee not to walk about my door. In honest plainness, thou hast heard me say, my daughter is not for thee.
Sir!
And now in madness, being full of summer, distempering draughts, upon malicious neighbours
hast
thou come to start my fire.
Sir!
But
sir!
But thou must needs be sure, my spirit and my place have in them fire.
patience, good sir.
What does some of your robbing? This is Venice. My house is not a grave.
Most brave Babancio, in simple and pure soul I come to you.
Sir, you are one of those that will not serve God if the devil bid you. Because we come to do you service and you think we are ruffians, you'll have your daughter covered with a Barbary horse. You'll have your nephews neighed to you. You'll have courses for cousins and jennets for Germans.
What's for paying right up now?
I am one, sir, that come to tell you your daughter and the Moor are making the beast with two backs.
Thou art a villain!
You are a senator.
This thou shalt answer. I know thee, Rodrigo.
Sir, I will answer anything. But I beseech you, if it be your pleasure and most wise consent, as I partly find it is, that your fair daughter at this odd even and dull watch of the night, transported with no worse nor better guard, but with a knave of common hire, a gondolier, to the gross clasps of a lascivious Moor, if this be known to you in your allowance, we then have done you bold and saucy wrongs. But if you know not this, my manners tell me we have your wrong rebuke. Do not believe that from the sense of all civility I thus would play and trifle with your reverence. Your daughter, if you have not given her leave, I say again, hath made a gross revolt, tying her duty, beauty, wit, and fortunes in an extravagant and wheeling stranger of here and everywhere. Straight satisfy yourself. If she be in her chamber or your house, let loose on me the justice of the state for thus deluding you.
Strike on the tinder hole! Give me a taper! Fall upon my people! Belief of me oppresses me already. Light, I say! Light!
Farewell, for I must leave you. It seems not meet nor wholesome to my place to be produced, as if I stay I shall against the Moor. For I do know the state, however this may gall him with some check, cannot with safety cast him, for he's embarked with such loud reason to the Cyprus wars, which even now stands in act, that for their souls another of his fathom they have none to lead their business. In which regard, though I do hate him as I do hell pains, yet for necessity of present life I must show out a flag and sign of love, which is indeed but sign that you shall surely find him. Lead to the statuary, the raised search, and there will I be with him. So farewell.
It is too true an evil. Gone she is, and what's to come of my despised time is naught but bitterness. Now, Rodrigo, where dost thou see her? Oh, unhappy girl! With the Moor, sayst thou? Who would be your father? How didst thou know 'twas she? Oh, she deceives me, past thought. What said she to you? Get more tapers! Raise all my kindred! Are they married, think you?
Truly, I think they are.
Oh, heaven, how got she out? Oh, treason of the blood! Fathers, from hence, trust not your daughters' minds by what you see them act. Is there not charms by which the property of youth and maidhood may be abused? Have you not read, Rodrigo, of some such thing?
Yes, sir, I have indeed.
Call up my brother! Oh, would you had had her? Some one way, some another. Do you know where we may apprehend her on the Moor?
I think I can discover him if you please to get good guard and go along with me.
Pray you lead on. At every house I'll call, I may command at most. Get weapons there and raise some special officers of might. On, good Rodrigo. I'll deserve your pains. Thank you.